Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to fall asleep to. Tonight we are on Season 3, Episode 9. This is The Convict, directed by Jeffrey Blitz, and I can no longer see the writers. And so I checked on IMDb. It says it was Greg Daniels, and then IMDb has Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant as the writers, but I don't think that would be right, maybe. It says they were written by, in this episode, creators. And the other one, Caroline Williams, uncredited staff writer. Interesting. But anyway, welcome back to the show. I hope everybody is cozy and restful in their beds right now. We're going to get into the show here in just a second. The premise of the show, as you know, I narrate an episode of The Office. I sometimes give a little bit of tidbits on behind-the-scenes stuff, but the whole point here is to give you a calm, quiet, relaxing way to enjoy The Office without a screen in your face, and also, just something to take your mind. I find, I fall asleep to sleep podcasts basically every night now, and I think it's always comforting to have something like this, and so I'm happy to be here to provide that. We do want to make sure your volume is nice and low, nobody has wired headphones on, use a small speaker, and make sure your sleep timer is set so that it goes off when you sleep. For me, the sweet spot I've noticed is about 22 minutes. If I set my timer for 22 minutes, I'm usually asleep by the end. I don't notice it goes off, and I'm not awoken by the next podcast or something else after that. If I do like 30 minutes, sometimes I'll like wake up, I'll fall asleep, and then I'll wake up because the sound will have woken me up or something. But just want to make sure everybody's set. Hope everybody is relaxed, quiet in bed, and ready to go here. So let's get into The Convict following our merger episode just last week. We start off with a little baby. Pam says she's adorable. It's a he, because he's dressed all in pink, which is the infant's favorite color. Stanley doesn't care. And Michael says, oh, how cute. And Michael asks, may I? And he crawls under the desk, and he does not a commentary. Basically, he attempts ventriloquism. It's like, look who's talking. I'm thirsty, Mama. I want some milk. Milk comes from breasts. That's the only time that you see, besides the take your daughter to work day,
she has like a crib,
a play set, play pen. Playpen's not the right word. What do they call it? We got play yard. I don't know. If you can't tell, I have three children, and I know all of the terms very clearly. So that was our intro, and now we have a very tired Jim Halpert standing at the copier, and Karen comes up. A little awkward moment between the two of them. Started to see Karen. It's very new. And once the word gets out, Jim says, might affect the way people behave. Oh, okay, no, wait. He wasn't tired at the copier. He was just standing there. And there is a scene later. Well, that, not later, a few episodes. So now we have accounting on the phone with Jan. And no one knows where the check is from the federal, because there's an ex-convict, unless they mean Toby, convicted rapist. Just kidding. So, Jan basically deduces that Josh was taking advantage of a program where you hire ex-convicts. Smart move. Angela is very insistent to know which one is a criminal. She corrects him. Convict. She's gonna email HR. They're all saying, oh, it could be Andy. Could be Martin. Racist. Why am I a racist? Michael says, stop it right now. Martin Nash. Michael, why did the convict have to be a black guy? Such a stereotype. If Josh had made a progressive choice, who went to prison for polluting a black guy's lake? Now, I guess this episode is particularly pertinent in today's climate, and it's been interesting these past few weeks. You saw Tina Fey come out and remove episodes from streaming services of 30 Rock because they wore blackface, but I can't think of anything that would be quite that problematic in the whole run of The Office. You know, the Diversity Day episode was, I mean, it's offensive, but I think I've talked about this in past episodes of the podcast, is, you know, the whole premise of the show is that you're kind of laughing at it for how out of touch the characters are, and the humor isn't necessarily in what is happening on screen between the characters. It's more the meta, you know, it's more the reaction that you have to something that's happening between the characters. And then we come back to Andy calling Jim, saying he is so horny. Tell me about that chick, Kelly. And Jim says that would be good for nobody. Meredith walks by and he mouths Angela. I think Jim knows about Dwight and Angela at this point, right? No, maybe not. Before he left, I don't think so. Andy asks about Pam and he says, absolutely yes. Now we have Michael and Dwight telling Dwight to be cool. Martin from Stanford was at one time in prison. Dwight starts to head towards him. Be cool. He is very concerned about having a convict in the office, and he doesn't care what his ethnicity is. I do not like criminals. The next scene, you have Dwight walking by him with cash sticking out of his pocket, and he's putting his butt right in Martin's face. And Michael is observing from his office. Now we have Andy and Jim in the kitchen and taking notes on the first date that Pam, he's going to go on. And Jim explains, he knows everything about it, Pam. She likes pranks and everything she doesn't like. So when we're talking about, you know, there's humor in the way that Jim is setting it up, but the humor, the thing that's really funny is being removed from it slightly and observing it happen. Got Michael talking to Martin now, sitting across from Creed. I can't remember. I guess, is that where Andy moves later? No, Andy moves to where Karen is right now. Michael is declaring publicly that he trusts Martin completely. Anybody who doesn't is an ignorant, dumb person. You show me a white man you trust, and I'll show you a black man that I trust even more. Pam, tell me a white person. My dad. Danny Glover. Jonah Salk. Justin Timberlake. Colin Powell. Easy. Jesus. Apollo Creed. All right, here's an exercise, he says. Close your eyes and picture a convict. What's he wearing? Something special? Baseball cap backwards? Baggy pants? Is there something ordinary about that's for shizzle? Now slowly open your eyes. Who are you picturing? A black man? Wrong. It was a white woman. Faux shizzle. Surprised? Shame on you. Martin asks everybody if they want to know what he was in for. He says, I don't mind. It was a dumb mistake. I was working in finance. Got involved in insider trading. Spent some time in Die Klink. Michael says, that is awesome. And then this is one of the great talking heads of Kevin. He says, you know, I had Martin explain what I did, and it sounds like a lot like what I do here every day. And then everybody's asking about prison. Not terrible, boring. Same thing every day. We get outdoors time. 2 hours every day. Pick up football games. Kevin wants outdoors time. What would your cell like? A little bit bigger than Michael's office. You only sleep there. We had classes and watercolor. Pam is interested in the art classes. And taught by classes, taught by Harvard Business School guys. Pam says, sounds like prison's better than Dunder Mifflin. Kevin says, I would so rather be in prison. Michael says, this is not prison. Better than prison. Oh, and the baby's back now with Karen. Creed holds up paper clips. I don't know where the baby was earlier. Interesting. Andy says, hey, Pamela Madingdong. I think you're cute. No getting around it. If you like country music, we can drive up, crank up some tunes, smoke some Macanudos, and toss a disc around. He says something in pig Latin, and then he shushes her. Says, think about it. I'll hit you back. And then Jim, he like gives Jim a knock on the shoulder, and Jim turns around and she says, wow. That's the good old Pam smile. Michael says, hey, look, prison, you guys think better, prison's better than this place? I heard you. Instituting some changes to make this more like prison. We're going to start with an hour of outdoor time. Let's go. Everybody is very cold outside with their scarves and freezing. Phyllis can't feel her toes. Michael says, look, we could pump some iron. And he says, what, a 2.5 pound dumbbell? I'm not going for bulk, I'm going for tone. Michael, it's freaking cold. 27 minutes of rec time. And now they're back in the, one of my favorite props in the show. They got the TV in the kitchen. And with a VCR and VHS. Michael says, these people don't realize how lucky they are. This office is the American dream. They'd rather be in the hole. Now we have Andy. It says, hey, look, one more thing for Pam. Do you play the guitar? No, I play the banjo. Can you sing in a sexy high falsetto voice? And he gives him a little ditty. And Karen comes up and she wants in on the joke. She wants in. It was Pam. And he, like, panics. Says, look, it was gonna be Pam. We'll give her a break. Let's think of someone else. Interesting moment. Michael has everybody in the conference room. There's a lot of corporate maligning, saying that prison is better than here. None of us have been to prison. Well, somebody I'd like you to meet. And he puts on a purple bandana. I'm Prison Mike. You know why they call me Prison Mike? Do you really expect, you know, to push up against the wall, biatch? That's the way we talk in the clink. You know what? I feel like Ricky Gervais might have written this episode. I am here to scare you straight. And Stanley, there's a scene where Stanley, like, looks at him. And he points at Ryan and says, you, my friend, would be the belle of the ball. Don't drop the soap. Jim says, where'd you learn all of this? 50-50. Both. Prison stinks. Can't go home. Charge your batteries. Be with your friends in the office. Have fun. Prison Mike stole. And I robbed. And I kidnapped the president's son. Held him for ransom. And I never got caught, neither. What was the food like, Prison Mike? Gruel sandwiches. Gruel omelets. Nothing but gruel. Plus, you can eat your own hair. Andy says, prison sounds horrible. Tanks. Tanks, Andy. Dwight asks what the worst thing about prison is. Angela says, don't encourage him. And he says, it was the Dementors. They suck the soul. Harry Potter? No, not Harry Potter. No movies in prison. This place is soft and cushy. The people are awesome. Your boss is nice. People are tolerant. Nobody's nobody's bitch. I hope it scares you. But from me, Prison Mike, I just want to thank you for listening to me. You got a good life. You got a good life. Good life. And then he just turns around and comes out of character, huh? Thank you. Must have been hard, Pam says. Martin says, that was not all my experience. It sounds like a lot of what I saw on television. Michael seems bothered. You guys think prison is so great? To lock you in. And he locks the conference room door. If you think it's so wonderful, then enjoy prison. They are such babies. And he says, if this doesn't bother them, I'm out of ideas. Kevin's just banging. And what is her name with the baby? I don't even know. I feel like she's gone by the next episode. Toby's back at his desk. Pam, where are you calling from? Toby comes up and says, hey, why is everyone locked in the conference room? Martin has had a bad influence. I gave him the benefit of the doubt. You know what, Toby? Teaching them a lesson. Toby says, look, they're teasing you. Obviously, this is much nicer than prison. We get paid to be here. We go home. We have parties here. Seems to really land on Michael. That's one of the few times he doesn't turn around and just throw it back in his face. Why don't you guys head home early, he says. Time off for good behavior. Enjoy your freedoms. Yeah, there was no throwback there. And it shows Martin now packing up his desk. He didn't make it through that ordeal. Heading out with a box of his things from his desk. Close the elevator. Michael says, look, it's not because he's black. So here's Andy. Singing Rainbow Connection in a high falsetto voice. Oh no, it's Pink Latin thrown in there too. Great shot of the three of them. You got Andy singing, Pam smile, and then Jim really getting a kick out of that. Well, well, well. What an episode. So, that's episode 9 here. What is coming up next week? We have a classic, Benihana Christmas. Looking forward to visiting that one. But for now, everyone should be asleep. Good night. Sleep tight. This has been a Great Scott production.